This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. We got a lot to talk about. Come on in, stay a while. Oh, look who's back. Paulie's back. Yay. I thought we almost lost you yesterday.
Took one for the team.
Yeah. I checked the obituaries, didn't see your name, and I thought, all right, you'll be back, and here you are.
Would have been a tribute show. It would have been lovely.
And nobody's happier than Fritzy is that Paulie is back.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Fritzy sent me a lovely text yesterday to make sure I was feeling okay.
Mm. Yes, Eden.
It took JC 3 days.
Oh.
It took Paul 1 day.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
That's right. Just saying.
I got a call yesterday morning early, and it, you know, Paulie's name came up. And I thought, okay, this can't be good. I thought, well, maybe it's traffic or his kid's school was canceled, bringing the daughters into, you know, the man cave. And all of a sudden, it's like, I said, yo. And then your wife goes, hey, it's Dana. And I go, oh, no.
He's done.
Uh-oh. It's it. This is it. And then she said that you're under the weather. And I said, Paulie's never under the weather. But we're glad you're back. And why not? Because here we are with March Madness. We got Aaron Rodgers. We got a lot of things to talk about.
By the way, what a whiff by me. You're supposed to sick out on Thursday and Friday of March Madness week so you can watch games. What a dork I am.
Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. A lot of great things there Monday through Friday. It shows right up and shows up in your inbox at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Recaps everything that happened on the show and gives you a heads up on things that are happening as well in the future. DanPatrick.com. Just put your email address in there. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Some of the headlines here, of course, Aaron Rodgers clears the air, sort of. Packers Jets still working on the compensation there. Ja Morant gets an 8-game suspension, but he's already served some of that suspension. He's got 2 more games. The Mets may be losing their closer, Edwin Diaz. He got injured in the World Baseball Classic, and looks like it's a knee, and I don't know the severity of that, but he'll have an MRI. If he hasn't had it, he'll have an MRI today. NCAA tournament officially begins today. Got to have your brackets in before noon Eastern. Is that right, Todd? The official time frame is?
Actually, 11:15 a.m. Eastern time, and then you're locked out if you don't get it in by 11:15.
Okay, 11:15, have to have your brackets in. DanPatrick.com, Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Yes, Paulie?
Jim Boeheim did fill out a bracket.
He did?
Yeah. Is that right, Fritzy?
That is correct. I received it yesterday evening.
Who did Jim Boeheim pick to win it all?
That I have to check.
Okay. If he put Syracuse in there, that would be great. Even though they're not in the tournament. All right. This program brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. 877-3DP-SHOW. That's our phone number. Operator Tyler is standing by to take your calls. Say good morning to Chat Row. Also, those who are watching on Peacock, that's our streaming partner. Download the app, and you can watch for free. Radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities carrying this program. After weeks of speculation, Aaron Rodgers officially announced his plans to play in New York next season. Right now, plans to play. He was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday, and Rodgers' announcement has to be a huge sigh of relief for you Jets fans because the quarterback market dried up. I don't know what plan B would have been. Might have been Ryan Tannehill, maybe Matt Stafford, maybe Lamar Jackson, but he's now in the AFC, and it's going to be a tougher ride, maybe making the playoffs and being a Super Bowl contender. Did talk to a former coach yesterday, and he said he looks at the Jets. I said, where do you put them? It's sort of the power structure here. Where are they as far as Kansas City is one? And then he goes, I like the Jets at two. I said, okay, young team, no playoff experience, bringing in Aaron Rodgers. You know, it could be spectacular or it could go spectacularly bad. But he liked the Jets as the second best team in the AFC. I said, well, can't help but to help one of the worst offenses in the NFL. They were 29th in the NFL. So he'll help that a lot. The receivers that he has, that he's bringing in, wants to bring in, we'll get to that topic in a moment here. But you bring in a quarterback, big-time quarterback, doesn't always go your way. Just ask Denver and Cleveland with what happened last year. But Rodgers embracing the young receiving core with the Jets is very important because that didn't happen with Green Bay. New York has a little ways to go here, but there's certainly a lot of building blocks. And if you're a Jets fan, you haven't been this excited in, well, maybe you haven't been this excited. Depending on how old you are, you probably, maybe Brett Favre, you were excited, maybe. But I would say you probably have to go back to Joe Willie. Maybe Mark Sanchez when they went to those AFC title games. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say they had a little momentum with Rex Ryan there for a bit.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
There were things happening.
All right. One of the big topics yesterday on the Pat McAfee show was the idea of having a list that Aaron Rodgers had a wish list. And it was widely reported that he had a list of players that he was interested in bringing in. And this is Aaron talking about that topic.
From what I've seen, it's like I had a sheet of paper when I met with the Jets and I said, sign these people. And that's not the reality. That's okay. So ridiculous.
All right. That sounds good.
It's so stupid to think that I would do it, number one. Now, did they ask me about certain guys that I played with over the years? Of course. Did I talk glowingly about teammates that I love? Yeah.
Okay. Now, it sounds like, and maybe this is just semantics, that Rodgers was demanding. And we had Diana Russini, who is the one who broke the story. We had her on yesterday, and we talked about that. I said, is this a demand list or a wish list? And she said, it's a wish list. But this is not uncommon. When Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, I'm guaranteed that Tom said, you know, I like these guys. Hey, you know what? That defensive back or defensive lineman always gave me trouble. Hey, if we can get that offensive lineman. This happens. Why wouldn't you use Aaron Rodgers' Rolodex? Why wouldn't you say to him, who do you want? And these are all free agents. Now, Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis, I don't think they helped the Jets. Alan Lazard is a legitimate number two receiver right now and was the de facto number one receiver for the Packers last year. OBJ, sure. At what price? $20 million? Do you still want him? And then Diana Russini also said, these were just the names I reported. There were other names on the list. So to be fair to Diana Russini, this is my question, her answer about this topic yesterday on the show.
Oh, it is a wish list, right? And it's smart business from Aaron Rodgers. He's got all the leverage in the world right now. And look, he said to the Jets, here are some guys I want to play with. Take a look into this. See if you can get them. Nathaniel Hackett has familiarity with a lot of these guys as well. We could use some veteran leadership in New York as well, with most, you know, the core of the Jets being pretty young at this point. So I think it's one of those things where people see a wish list and they immediately think that means I must have. Not all wishes come true, right? So I equate it to my Amazon wish list. That thing's packed. I'm not getting all that stuff, though, you know? I mean, I send it to my husband all the time, but he doesn't buy half of it.
Okay, so this is Aaron's interpretation, and Diana is saying, look, he's just throwing out these names. It's not a demand list. Yes, Eden.
I don't think the problem is Diana Rossini's reporting. The problem is the way people are talking about her report.
Yes, yes.
That's what, that her talking of, there's a piece of paper, and there's some names on there, and these are the guys that he would like to play with.
Yeah.
People are calling that, taking that as like these are a list of his demands, and that's the way people are speaking about it, when obviously that's not what the intent was.
Yes, it's been framed incorrectly by the media.
Right.
Because it's certainly a juicier story if Aaron Rodgers has to have these players on the Jets roster. Yes.
But now she's getting called out by name.
Yeah.
Because other people are speaking about it poorly. It's a tough hat to wear sometimes, but now, you know, she's got to lose Aaron Rodgers number two, just like Schefter.
Yeah, well, here is Aaron when Schefter reached out to the quarterback.
Ask Schefter what I text him when he somehow got my number and texted me. You know, I didn't respond to Diana Rossini, I think her name is, but like, I would say the same thing that I told Sheffy. Lose my number. I'll speak for myself.
Okay. Aaron harps on fake news all the time. Adam Schefter is at least trying to get the right information here.
Yeah, now he is?
Well, I think he's tried to get it from Rodgers. Rodgers, that's why I said, you know, for how long? Go back to last year's draft. Schefter had no contact, no information with Aaron Rodgers, because Rodgers had a real, real, real small circle. I'm interested to hear Rodgers. Who leaked this information to Diana Rossini from the Jets to talk about the wish list? That's what I would like to know. Because Aaron wants transparency. That didn't last long. Jets have already leaked this. Here's a wish list that he had for us. And I applaud Schefter for at least trying. I know he was shut down. And Diana Rossini trying, but shut down. I had no problem with that. And I know people go, oh, and Rodgers owned Adam Schefter. I'm like, no, he didn't. Schefter tried. Yes, he.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you bring up. What if you're Aaron Rodgers, are you looking at the Jets now being like, what the hell? What are you doing?
I would have said that, like, wait a minute. I don't know who leaked this. Well, who did leak this? It wasn't the Packers.
It wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
It wasn't Aaron Rodgers. So who gave it to Diana Rossini?
Right. I mean, it's so obvious.
And who from the Jets gave it, you know, to Trey Wingo? Yeah. I mean,
got a couple leaks in the dam there.
Already, you know, we're taking on water here. Oh,
not even on the team
yet. No, not yet.
Already all the dirty laundry.
And I thought he was going to retire. But I thought he was going to retire, and I cannot sit here and say I had a source that's close to Aaron Rodgers. I had somebody who's played in the league and knows Aaron, but knew nothing of what he was going to do. And he said, don't be surprised if he retires. So when we went around the room making the prediction, my prediction was he was going to retire. Here is Aaron going into darkness.
You know, I got to admit, I went into the darkness 90% retiring, 10% playing. That's where my mind was. My mind was, I'm tired of this. I hadn't got back into my workouts yet. And I thought that was what was best for me.
Okay. And he said, look, there's a lot of guys as you get older that you don't know if you want to play again. And, you know, I guess you can make a comparison to childbirth. You're like, never again. And then you go, you know, wasn't that bad? You know, all right, I think I could come back. I'm feeling okay. You know, let me come back and play again. And he got the sense that the Packers were moving on. That's why it was either retirement or the Jets.
It is what it is. The Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They've let other people know that in direct words. And because I still have that fire and I want to play and I would like to play in New York, it's just a matter of, you know, getting that done at this point.
Okay, how could you judge his fire if he's 90% retired? Like, what was it, a little flame? I mean, it wasn't a five-alarm fire here. Hey, you know, it's still burning. Okay. I mean, the Packers were going to move on. They didn't disrespect you. They did give you, what, $150 million. It was, we're done with the drama here. Like, we got to move on at some point because we don't know, how long do you want to play? Do you really want to be here? Are you all in? Will you help the young receivers? And then he had this to say about his conversations with the Packers.
It was clear to me at that point that although the Packers were going to say the right thing publicly, that they were ready to move on. And again, I don't know what changed that or what moved that. If they just said, hey, you know, we need to make a decision here because he hasn't made a decision yet. Again, there's no victims here. I'm not sitting here as a victim. You know, I love Green Bay. I love the fan base. They're incredible. I live for playing for them and for Lambeau.
Hell yeah.
A lot of love for the organization. I just think I wish that in the beginning of the offseason, that had been the conversation.
Okay. My favorite part of the interview, absolute favorite part of the interview, was McAfee going, hell yeah. That's it. Because everything else was he gave Aaron a platform and let him talk, which that's what you need to do. Just have a couple of follow-up questions, which he did in pressing Rodgers maybe wanting to go to Las Vegas. And it goes back to what I told you, you know, right after the season ended, that Vegas wanted Jimmy Garoppolo, not Tom Brady, not Aaron Rodgers. They wanted Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's why Rodgers wanted to reunite with Devontae Adams. And he did hint about playing with Devontae Adams. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, DraftKings already has odds out here. What do you think the over-under is Jets victories this year? Regular season wins, over, under. Todd, I'll start with you.
10.5.
Seton.
I'm going to say 11.
All right. Marv?
10.5.
Paulie?
10.
9.5. That's surprising to me. They're screaming for you to take the over. Screaming. Like 9.5. Of course he can get.
That's two more wins?
Yeah.
That's what he's worth.
Okay. Over under touchdown passes Aaron Rodgers this year, according to DraftKings. Fritzy?
33.
Seton?
29.
All right. Marv?
31.5.
Blue.
Nice. Let's go.
Yeah. You did it. So the odds for the Jets went from plus 2,400 to plus 1,400 to win the Super Bowl following the announcement. Yes, Paul.
You know, one thing Roger spent a lot of time on yesterday was talking about that this has not been held up by me. It's been held up because the Packers are and the Jets are negotiating a trade. He said he told everybody Friday, but they'll still work on it. It's almost like he was lobbying the Packers to do the right thing. I think he actually said that.
Yes, he did.
And let's move on. Make a fair trade where everybody wins and, well, you know, because he wants to get this going. But if you look at the Packers, they don't have any incentive to accept a deal early because the longer it goes on, to the point there's some day in June, I think it's like June 12th. If he's traded after June 12th, they save millions of dollars on the cap. Yeah. I doubt it's going to go that long, but what do they care?
Yeah.
I don't know who has negotiating.
Well, I wondered, I said this yesterday, I thought the Packers had all the leverage because Rodgers, Alan Lazard's there, Nathaniel Hackett's there. Maybe I get some of these other guys there. And if I'm Green Bay, I'm going, okay, yeah, sounds good. All right. We'd like 2 first-round picks. That's what the Rams gave up for Matthew Stafford. And they gave up a quarterback as well. And we, you know, a couple of first-round draft picks would be fine. Now, I wouldn't want to give that up if I'm the Jets, but if I'm Green Bay, it feels like Green Bay's got a little leverage here. I don't know how much, unless Rodgers go, okay, you know what? I'm coming back. I'm coming back to Green Bay. He did have nice things to say, and I did bring this up yesterday. I hope he learned from LeBron, because when LeBron had the decision, he did not spend a lot of time complimenting Cleveland. it was about going to South Beach. Rodgers did a wonderful job in complimenting the great people in Green Bay, those great fans. He wasn't going to talk about the Jets because he's not a member of the Jets yet. And I thought it was great. You know what? You had, you know, more than half your life, you're there in Green Bay with those people. Everybody, equipment guys, weight room guys, and, you know, everybody. That was great. And he needed to do that. And I thought he did the right thing in saying goodbye. Let me take a break. Peter King is going to join us. Aaron Rodgers, what do you do, what does he think Green Bay is going to get for Aaron Rodgers? And Lamar Jackson, kind of quiet, a little too quiet. We'll talk to Peter King up next, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, MBUSA.com. We'll settle on a poll question. Do you have a poll question, Seton? Is it Aaron Rodgers Jets related?
Well, we could go with an Aaron Rodgers one. I have another one that I'm more interested in, though. Although we haven't spent much time talking about it just yet.
Okay, we'll save that one then.
Yeah.
All right, yes, Paul.
Here's one. It's kind of a vague poll question. All right. Should the Packers do the right thing and take a nice trade offer now or hardline this thing as Rodgers is on his way out?
Well, they could do the right thing, but then the Jets have to do the right thing and give them. I don't want to put all of this on the Packers. Like, hey, do the right thing.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is, if you're the Packers, are you cutthroat about this on the way out? Completely cutthroat and say, we do not care anything about our former legend on the way out. We're going to get everything we can from him.
Okay. Well, I'll ask Peter King. Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist, proud member of the Ohio U Bobcats fan club, and Pete joins us now. All right, Pete. What should or will the Packers ask for from the Jets for Aaron Rodgers?
The only thing that makes sense is one solid draft choice now. And I believe solid equals a second round draft pick now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then a draft pick most likely in 25 that is conditioned on Aaron Rodgers playing football for the New York Jets in 2024. And if he doesn't, then the Jets would, then the compensation in 2025 would just be a second round pick. The only reason I'm saying this, Dan, you compared it to Matthew Stafford. Not really apples and apples. Stafford's 33 years old at the time of that trade. Actually, he's a week shy of 33 at the time of that trade. And for all anybody knows, he's going to play five or six more years. Aaron Rodgers is going to be 40 years old this season. This will be his age 40 season. And he is so flighty and unpredictable about his future that you truly, he might say today, yeah, I'm in for at least 2 years, hopefully three. But if he only plays 1 year for the Jets, it seems a little bit ridiculous to say we'll give you 2 ones or we'll give you a one and a two. The only way this trade makes sense is to take something solid now, let's say a second round pick right now. And then if Aaron Rodgers plays football in 2024, then the Jets owe the Packers a first-round draft choice.
Yeah, okay. Who has leverage here?
I mean, Green Bay can play hardball for a long time because now everybody knows that Rodgers is playing for the Jets. And, you know, the Jets, to a certain degree, can play hardball too. The only problem is, this, you don't want this to be a long national nightmare. You want Aaron Rodgers at the start of the offseason program or soon after that to be in your building, getting to know Garrett Wilson, you know, and Breece Hall and all of these guys who he's going to have to make beautiful music together with if you're going to conquer, probably the conference in NFL history that has the best depth of quarterback in it. It certainly is the best I've ever seen.
Yeah. What stood out the most from the interview?
Just the fact that, that he wants to play for the Jets. And that impressed me from this standpoint. There are a lot of people, when Brett Favre went to play for the Jets 15 years ago, believe me, he wasn't all excited about going to play for the New York Jets at all. Okay, now he got excited and he started playing well. And until he hurt his arm 2/3 of the way through the season, he was playing great. But it impresses me that Aaron Rodgers wants to play with the New York Jets.
I don't know if there's spite. Did it feel like there was any spite there with Rodgers, the Packers?
It felt like the one thing that felt a little spiteful was Rodgers clearly saying, look, Adam Schefter had this story, 6 weeks ago, whenever it was, saying that I think there's a good chance Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded, whatever his tweet said, mm-hmm. whatever, he reported. But he was right on the money. And there is no way, I believe, no way that that came from Aaron Rodgers, as you could tell by who's my number, bro. I'm not going to sit here and on the record guess, but I think we can all figure out, we all have our suspicions that piece of information did not come from Aaron Rodgers. So who knows? But all I'm saying is Rodgers clearly doesn't like the fact that the Packers are out there spreading the fact that, hey, there's a good chance I'm going to be traded. It sounds like that they had not talked to him about that before that broke. Now, maybe they did, but it sounded like Aaron Rodgers had some hard feelings.
Oh, you think the Packers put it out there?
I don't know who put it out there. What I'm saying is Rodgers sounds very much like he didn't put it out there. And he has said time and again, that nobody in my camp is leaking to Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport. So I'm just, Dan, I'm just guessing right now, just like anybody else would. Where do you think that came from? It doesn't sound to me anyway like it came from Rodgers.
Yeah, but then there's the wish list. Who leaked that? And the deal is done. Know. Who leaked that?
I don't know.
I'm guessing that came from the Jets side of this thing.
It could be. It very well could be. And look, whatever happens, at the end of the day, you know, 8 years from now, Aaron Rodgers is going to be standing on the field at Lambeau, getting a standing ovation from a crowd that is a little bit ticked off at him right now. Okay, but he'll be getting the standing ovation the exact same way. Did you ever think that Brett Favre would get a standing ovation in Lambeau when he came in wearing Vikings purple for 2 years? Did you ever think that had happened? There's a lot of people who said he's dead to us.
Yeah.
But then he walked back in the stadium and he was a conquering hero. Same thing will happen with Aaron
Rodgers. But Pete, is there any chance the Packers are making a big mistake here?
Of course, if Jordan Love can't play, then obviously it's a mistake. But you look at the Packers, Dan, this is so much like Favre. It is incredible. Do you know why Ted Thompson in 2008 and Mike McCarthy said to Brett Favre, we need a decision from you early in the offseason about whether you're going to retire or whether you're all in? Because, look, the Packers had gotten sick of Brett Favre showing up for training camp and not coming in for any of the mini camps. Brett Favre viewed the offseason as the off season. That's exactly what Aaron Rodgers has viewed it at as in recent years. And so when you view something like that, the team is going to say, we need a guy who is all in. And they've seen enough. And you know what, Dan? I put this in my column a few weeks ago. Just remember one thing. When Aaron Rodgers took over after sitting on the bench mostly for 3 years in Green Bay in 05, 06, and 07, there was much skepticism about whether he was going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. It's the exact same thing with Jordan. 3 years with Jordan Love, the same amount of experience, which is barely very much, and a lot of skepticism about Jordan Love. I don't know whether Jordan Love is going to be any good or not. How can you know? But I can tell you this, 15 years ago today, March 16, 2008, no one knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to be great.
Peter King, he's the columnist, Football Morning in America. A couple other things here. The Cowboys releasing Zeke Elliott, and I was wondering what they're going to do at running back with Pollard's injury. Is there a chance Zeke Elliott could come back and re-sign with the Cowboys?
I suppose so, but, you know, look, and again, you're going to see the same thing now that Alexander Mattison has re-signed for decent money in Minnesota. That gives the Vikings the ability to play significant hardball with Dalvin Cook. The fact is, in today's NFL, running backs have an extremely short shelf life. I understand why Austin Ekeler is doing what he's doing, because he might only have one more payday in the NFL. Running backs come and go so quickly. And the Cowboys, I think, after signing that ridiculous contract with Zeke Elliott, they paid him $50 million over the last 4 years. And they got 4 years averaging like 1,040 rushing yards a year. He was a nice running back. He was not a dominant running back. That's why nobody wants to pay running backs, Dan, because if you pay them real money, you get oftentimes anyway, you get a nice return, but you don't get, you know, a Walter Payton in his prime, Barry Sanders return. The game just isn't structured that way anymore.
All quiet on the Lamar Jackson front?
I mean, it looks like it, but look, no team out there is going to advertise if they have a breakfast meeting with Lamar Jackson today, because very simple reason that they don't want to upset the apple cart in their own building. And I'm not suggesting Atlanta or anybody is going to go meet with him, but no one's going to advertise that they're going to go meet with him to talk to him, because they have people in their own building who they have to take care of. And look, Dan, I just don't think Lamar is going to find a pot of gold. Yeah. He might, but I get no indication, especially at the scouting combine. I couldn't find any team. Now, again, they're not going to advertise that, but even way off the record, I could not find a team. And, you know, nobody is talking enough about the fact that Lamar Jackson in the last two seasons started and finished one game in December and January. You've got to take the injury history into account. Yeah. If indeed the Baltimore Ravens have offered him a contract that includes $133 million fully guaranteed over the first 3 years, I mean, personally, Dan, and I don't know that that's true. That's what Lamar Jackson tweeted. But I think he should run to sign it. I just don't know how he would do any better than that. Now, he might. He might. I might be wrong. But that's just it's all I have right now is an educated guess.
Baker Mayfield lands in Tampa. Your reaction?
Short-term Band-Aid.
1 year?
I mean, 1 year, I think they probably would like to play Kyle Trask some this year to see if either of these guys can be the long-term guy. But I would suspect it's going to be a rough year for Tampa, and they will be in the quarterback draft market in 2024.
One more item here. It was in your column. Frank Reich has never coached a short quarterback. Bryce Young is 5'10". The odds of Carolina taking Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud or Anthony Richardson.
It's even more stark than that if you realize this, that as a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, or head coach, Frank Reich has coached in the NFL for 17 years. Six games of those 17 years, six games have been quarterbacked by a guy who's 6'2 or 6'3. All the rest of them, 16 and a half years, his quarterback has been 6'4 or taller. And so that's why I say, I'm not saying they're not taking Bryce Young, mm-hmm. but I am saying that's pretty interesting. That's like a CSI clue or something like that, that interests me. But Dan, you know, I'll tell you one thing. If these people who on all teams, personnel people, they should all call Bill O'Brien, because Bill O'Brien is, if you talk to people in the NFL who've talked to Bill O'Brien, it is rare, incredibly high praise about how he never noticed his height. They never game planned around his height, and he got very few balls batted down. I think Bryce Young very well might be the first pick. I don't know that, and it seems logical that the 6'3 guy, C.J. Stroud, would be the first pick over the 5'10 guy, but we'll see.
Pete, always great to talk to you, and good luck with your brackets. You have Marquette winning it all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dan, you know what I did? I stole Nicole Auerbach's bracket.
Oh.
I don't know anything about college basketball, but I stole her. She tweeted it out the other day. She said, hey, here's my guess. So I literally filled in her bracket. Thanks, Nicole Auerbach. I mean, that's the first one I saw when I went online. So I'm not taking this real seriously, but I appreciate Nicole Auerbach's knowledge.
Well, you can blame her if it doesn't go well.
Well, look, I don't have any hope of ever winning anything in this, so I'm not too concerned about it.
Thank you, Pete, as always.
Okay, Dan.
That's Peter King, Football Morning in America, contributor to Football Night in America on NBC. We'll take a break. Your phone call is coming up. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Pete, what's the poll question for hour two?
Dan, we went with one that Paul threw out a little earlier. If you were the Packers, you would play nice or hardball?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, and?
74% of this ruthless audience would play hardball. Ruthless.
Let's bring in Bill Michaels, host of the Bill Michaels Show on WOTE-AM, the franchise in Green Bay, and on from 10 to 2 on our Green Bay affiliate. He joins us now. Packers going to play hardball here, Bill?
I don't think they're going to play hardball. I think they're going to try to, you know, remember it was a couple of years ago when Aaron talked about how veteran players were treated and he kind of, you know, put the organization on notice. So I don't think they're going to try to look bad in this. I think they're going to try to get everything they possibly can for Aaron Rodgers. If that means a one or two ones or what have you, they're going to try to do that because you just don't want to let him walk away. But, you know, I go back to something that Brian Gutekunst said at the end of the season press conference when he had stated two things that stuck out to me. One was when they signed this contract with Aaron Rodgers, they weren't in it for 1 year. And then the next thing he said after that is they expect a certain level of return on their investment. So I think whether that's level of play, that's commitment, or, you know, getting the most of what they can for him at this point, I think that's what they're going to do. But I expect it to get done relatively soon. I mean, everybody here is waiting for an announcement from the Packers and then obviously the press conference thereafter with Brian Gutekunst and or Mark Murphy.
What was the local reaction on your radio show?
It's kind of split. There's a lot of people that are just tired of the drama. We went through, you know, this with Brett Favre, and I worked with Brett Favre's dad for a long time, so I kind of knew a little bit more on the inside. And we went through this back and forth for years with Favre, and Favre kind of got addicted to coming back into Green Bay and getting the cheers and the adulation. And then eventually Ted Thompson just said, we've got a guy. We don't need you anymore. We'll talk to you later. And kind of forced Brett's hand. I think, and I said in both cases, because I did a sit down with Favre years ago, and I think in both cases, if both quarterbacks say at the end of the season, I'm going to take a little time, and when I come back, I'm all in, I think that forces the organization to take you. You know, you close your own door is what Favre told me. And Favre said that had he just said, look, I'm all in, I'm ready to go, I want to come back, I want to work hard, I want to run this back one more time and try to win a championship, the Packers have no choice but to take you back. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. If he, you know, is contemplating retirement but comes out and says, look, I'm all in, I want to work with Christian Watson, I want to work with Romeo Doubs, I'm there, let's do this, then the Packers have no choice but to take him back. They would run it back with him. But I think what they were looking for was a certain level of commitment. And when they didn't get it, they said, okay, it's time to move on.
Well, you know, and with Aaron, you're never quite sure. There's passive aggressive, and he is right. Kind of, you know, like a subtle dig or not so subtle dig about lack of communication. And, you know, but then they did give him this guaranteed contract. They wanted you to be in. He wasn't all in. And so I understand the Packers' side of this, but are they all in on Jordan Love? I think is really the most important part of all of this from the Green Bay side of things.
I think that there's a lot of people that hope. I think they're walking around saying that he's ready, and you're only going to find out if he's a winner or not a winner, which is another thing that Brian Gutekunst said, by putting him out there. You know, I had a really interesting conversation with Charles Woodson years ago, and then we kind of reignited that this past year at Super Bowl. And I had asked Charles, I said, you know, tell me about this Rodgers guy years ago. And he said, man, this guy's eating us up. He said, he's running scout team and he's killing us. This guy's for real. And so I talked to Charles about that and reminded him of that. And he said, go ask Jair Alexander, go ask Adrian Amos, go ask them. Don't ask, you know, your offensive guys, because your guys are going to stick together. He said, go ask your defensive guys if Jordan Love is ready to go. And you get that, you know, hey, is Jordan Love ready to go? And they go, yeah. You know, there's not that, oh my God, that he's ready to go. So I think we've all seen it. We saw a game in which Kansas City prepared for him and he didn't fare very well. We saw a game in which the second half against Detroit, they prepared for him. He didn't fare very well. And then when the Eagles did not prepare for him and they were playing kind of an off-press defense because they had a pretty sizable lead at the time, he lit them up for, you know, 9 passes in 2 series and looked pretty good. So it's what have you done for me lately? And that's what Packers fans are banking on, was that that's the level of Jordan Love that we're going to get. And You know as well as I do, if you don't have a top 5 defense around a guy who's a relatively average or above average quarterback, you're not going to go deep into the postseason. So I think that's what they need to focus on and get him a few more weapons, and then we'll see.
Yeah, and Rodgers with the Jets, when you protect him, he's great. Plain and simple. You protect him, he's going to be awesome there. And I think shoring up the offensive line, but what you've seen with Rodgers, and he didn't have a great year last year, but still in comparison to other quarterbacks, they would take the year that Rodgers had in a down year. What do you expect for him, let's say he plays 2 years with the Jets?
I expect him, if you know Aaron, he will come back with a vengeance. He will do anything and everything he possibly can to make this work, to make he wears chips on his shoulder outwardly, and he will come back, and I don't doubt that he could have an MVP type of season. But what I saw from the very beginning, when the contract was signed, what they wanted was Aaron's coming in. He's not here with Devontae. He needs to work with these young guys. And whether it's on the field or off the field, you just need to build a relationship. You know, Romeo Doubs wasn't trying to take a stab at him when he was asked, honestly, what's it like to hang out with Aaron Rodgers? Because he didn't. Rodgers didn't hang out with them, and he didn't hang out with Aaron, and they didn't do anything away from the place. But it was all business when they were there. But there's a relationship that needs to be built. Just ask Patrick Mahomes, who's now sitting at home with a Lombardi trophy, because he wanted to work with his guys early. Now, I'm not saying that would have happened in Green Bay, but certainly you would have gotten more, I think, out of this than what we saw this past year. And I don't think you can ask Aaron to, for so many years like they did, just drag you across the finish line and let's see what happens. I think Aaron needs some help around him. And remember, he's going into a situation where forever he was always talking about relationships with his receivers and trust. Well, if he doesn't come in early and he doesn't work with these guys, you're going to hear it. Fourth game, fifth game in where, well, you know, we don't have that relationship. I don't have that trust yet. We're working on this. We're working on that. These are all things that need to be accomplished early on, that groundwork needs to be laid early on. And so you're going to see where his level of commitment is to the New York Jets, much like the Packers maybe either waited for or wanted to see in Green Bay.
I brought this up yesterday. Do the Jets want Aaron Rodgers more than the Packers want to get rid of Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. I think if Aaron would have said, guys, I'm all in. Man, I wasn't sure, but I'm ready to go. There's legacy tied to this, Dan. Remember, Mark Murphy has to retire in a couple of years. That's the codicil in the presidency for the Green Bay Packers. So when you reach a certain age, you must retire. So he's got legacy on this. He wanted another championship, and I think he really wanted another championship with Aaron Rodgers. And Rodgers had told me years ago, he said, look, if I win another Super Bowl, I will be the most decorated Super Bowl era winner in Green Bay history. Go back to even Bart Starr, who got a couple of them. But with the records, with the passing numbers, and then with two Super Bowls, he's by far the best quarterback in Green Bay Packers history. That's what he wanted. So there was a lot of that want there. It was just the level of commitment to the want is what they were hoping for.
Better legacy, Favre or Rodgers right. in Green Bay?
I think Favre. Favre went to two Super Bowls, and he also reignited titles in Title Town and started all of this. Look, Lambeau Field does not get rebuilt if it isn't for Brett Favre. You go back to God Love Bob Harlan and the former president of the Green Bay Packers. I remember sitting with him there the night that they were hoping for the Brown County tax to get passed. And I said, Bob, what's plan B? And he looked at me with a tear in his eye and said, Bill, there is no plan B. If we don't get this, we don't get a new stadium. And we don't know what we're going to do. We'll probably have to move. And it was because of Brett Favre, the success of the Packers, the resurgence of the Packers, that all of this then come to fruition, and then the legacy has since been extended. And now it is, a literal Taj Mahal of football. It is hallowed ground, and it'll stay there forever. But they were that close to leaving Green Bay, I believe.
Great to talk to you, Bill. Thanks for joining
Appreciate
us.
Appreciate it. Right. Thanks, guys.
That's Bill Michaels, host of The Bill Michaels Show on WOTEAM, the franchise, and our local affiliate in Green Bay. I did not know that or remember that Favre was that instrumental in getting a new stadium or keeping Green Bay. I don't know if they would have moved to Milwaukee, but that probably, because they used to play games there. I remember watching when Don Majkowski was the quarterback, and I watched them play in Milwaukee one of those games. A couple of phone calls. Let's see. Andy in Kansas. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Dan, this is Broadway Joe Namath. I want to talk to you about fur coats and Brooke Lone.
All right. That's probably.
Oh, it's too late. Oh, well. Dan, I'm actually calling because I have a scorching hot iTeam report.
Okay.
I had to put on grandma's oven mitts for this one. So we all know that Rodgers has a wish list. But this isn't a wish. This is actually a demand. Rodgers will sign and play for the New York Jets if and only if the Jets also sign Jordan Love so Rodgers can be his daddy for two more years.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Thank you. Big wind-up there.
About the 70th person to use that joke
big,
on the best day.
Big wind-up there. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff.
Wow, how can I follow that?
Easily.
My business, man.
Easily.
I know. Listen, on behalf of brothers and sisters of Chat Row, Paul, we know how much you love the fuss and attention. We stay Paulie strong. Dan, you called it, man. Listen, Pat McAfee throwing, Aaron Rodgers throwing Pat McAfee a bone. That's looking out for your peoples. And you've been saying it for a week or two. He should go on there.
Sure.
Nobody is happier than the Detroit fan base. I mean, Bill Withers, the DJ played Bill Withers' Lovely Day today because him getting up out of the NFC North, you figure we got Jared Goff going on his second year. We got the same OC. It's no reason why they shouldn't achieve. Now, with Aaron Rodgers, this man has been, for the last 15 years since he's been starting, has been the thorn in my side. But him going somewhere else is wonderful. My question is this. Over under national televised games for next year. We're figuring he's going to sign with the Jets. So
yeah, but I think there's something with the NFL and the number of nationally televised games you can have or primetime games. I think it's five. Paulie, have you seen any language on that?
Yeah, it's more so there is a balance. They can't overload any one team a certain amount. They have to be good fairness to all teams. But it's early enough in the process where they could change schedules.
Oh, yeah. Well, you already know who you're going to play.
Yeah, it's placement.
When you're going to play them.
Correct.
You know the early odds for Coach of the Year in the NFL are out, according to DraftKings? Who would like to guess the odds-on favorite to be the NFL Coach of the Year, Todd?
Sean Payton.
No! Seton O'Connor.
Bob Sala.
No, he's third on the list.
Okay.
Sean Payton is second on the list. Marv?
I was going to say Robert Saleh.
That would be wrong. He's still third on the list. Paulie?
I, th- think I'm going to avoid going with Robert Saleh.
He's third on the list.
Yeah, just double checking.
And don't go Sean Payton. He's second on the
list. Did Daboll win it this year with NFC?
Yes, he did.
I would go Doug Peterson of the Jaguars.
Doug Peterson of the Jaguars.
The Doug or not?
He's not. No, he's not one of the top five.
Really?
Frank Reich is fifth. Matt Eberflus is fourth.
Let's go, Matt.
Robert Saleh, Sean Payton, Dan Campbell of the Lions.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Well, he could have been last year with what they accomplished. You know, they just lost a couple of games early. I like the Lions. And let's see. What else do we have here? Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. Welcome back. What do you have for me?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. I have a best of the Wednesday and a worst of the Wednesday. Best of the Wednesday. J-E-T-S. Jets. 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 I know he's a kook. I know his best days are behind him. But I think we're going to get, you know, I'm going to show you who's boss, Rodgers. These guys have thrived on competition their whole lives, and I think he's gonna do very well in New York. The worst of the Wednesday, Edwin Diaz hurt his knee celebrating. There's always something with this effing team. I can't take it anymore.
Yes, Puerto Rico defeated the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic, and Edwin Diaz, the closer for the Mets, they were jumping up and down around the mound. And looked like he injured his knee. They had to have a wheelchair come out, take him off. If I would have said, hey, you know, Puerto Rico won, they carried Edwin Diaz off. And be like, all right, yeah, yeah, what did he do? No, he got hurt. That's why the Mets can't have nice things. Yes, Paul?
But can owners keep players from playing in these type of events when it means a lot to these players? It clearly means a lot to risk your career to play in it.
I would have a problem. I know it's for your country, and you want to say to those players, we know how important it is, but they're going to have to keep paying him. You know, Steve Cohen still has to pay him as the Mets owner, and let's say he's out for a while. Let's say he tore something. You know, even when you get players who play in the Olympics, like, you want to do them a favor, you want to be nice to them, you know it's important you're playing for your country. I put up the billions of dollars to try to win a World Series here. I'm paying everybody, and I would have mixed emotions with that. But this is a fluke injury. This isn't that they overworked Edwin Diaz and he blew out his arm. He was celebrating and, you know, came down awkwardly, and you know, maybe he's got some knee damage there. Brandy in Iowa. Hey, Brandy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll try to be a little nicer with this one this week, but I have another bracket question for you. Zach Edey, just wondering your thoughts on him NBA-wise as an Iowan and having Luka Garza, another Wooden Award winner. Are we on that same path with Edey unless the NBA finds a way to get more movement, big man comes back? Or are we seeing another Wooden winner that's going to probably not be the number one as they used to always be when you won that Wooden Award?
Yeah, Garza was a really good player, but he was a really good college player. And there are just really good college players that doesn't translate into the pros. And Edey is so much bigger. And But you know, how we use our big men in the NBA, it's different than in college basketball because – The coach has a more structured offense. It's not freewheeling, and you're not asking your bigs to shoot outside. You know, the NBA, coaches have more control over their players in college. Therefore, you don't have that NBA style. And really, the only style you had like that was Loyola Marymount when Paul Westhead was there. That they had that. They were doing what the NBA is doing now. They were the Golden State Warriors. But I think with Edey, he's just a – I want to know – you know, like where he started to where he is now, is he topping out? Can he add like a mid-range jumper? How athletic can he be? You know, you look at Wembanyama. I mean, he can shoot the three, and he can handle, and he's more of an outside guy. You know, Chet Holmgren, before he got injured, he could handle and he could shoot. And I wonder about Edie. There's just not many teams that go, hey, we want to have a Rudy Gobert here. Just doesn't feel like that's where we are with the NBA. But, you know, I haven't studied him. I've just watched him play. But I'm sure there are scouts who are looking at him and going, hey, he can do this. These are things he can't do. But he is an imposing player in college basketball. I know. I just saw the Masters dinner menu with Scottie Scheffler. Let me take a break. I'm going to digest this. See what I did with that? Okay. Ooh, this is a great menu from Scottie Scheffler. It got a little personality here. I like that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.